Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome, friends. Thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in the past couple of days when I was doing the Hollywood thing, feeling very important. Anyway, me and thousands of other people. Welcome to the program, and our guest is attorney Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig Attorneys at Law. Yep, they're sponsors of the show. Yep, my daughter's an attorney there, and yep, they've been on for years prior to my daughter even going to law school. So that's that. Now, I'm going to ask a question before we get to calls, because I'm going to try to summarize a whole bunch of different people's emails into one question. And Steve, it goes something like this. Hey, I bought tickets for Eric Church before this vaccine mandate kicked in, and they want me to be vaccinated for the Eric Church concert. And I bought my single bills seats before this policy kicked in. How can they possibly change the terms under which this ticket was sold? Is this not bait and switch?
Yeah, absolutely. The changing the terms of a contract, materially alters it, and there's no longer mutuality. So there's an excellent claim to get your money back, and I think the Bills are already taking steps, Buffalo Bills, to refund people's money who bought tickets for that. And I think concert venues are doing the same thing. But if they're, to the extent that they are not, you should make a demand and say, look, I purchased a ticket with the understanding I was going to go and enjoy a concert, without a mask. And you've just changed the terms. Give me my money back.
We are with Steve Cohen, attorney at law, News Radio 930 WBEN, and a lot of people have jobs on their mind for some reason. Let's go to Laura on line one. Laura, you are on with attorney Steve Cohen. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, ma'am.
Hi. So I just have a couple questions. My husband is a federal employee, and I want to know if he should wait to be terminated or quit, and would this affect his pension?
Oh, he should definitely not quit. He should definitely not quit. He should wait to be terminated and then sue to get either his job back, the equitable relief of reinstatement, or sue for damages. That's an easy one.
Okay. Do you know if that would affect his pension if he's terminated?
Is he union or non-union?
Union.
Super. The first thing he should do is he should check with the collective bargaining agreement that they have. If he's, NTEU, there's so many federal unions out there.
Yeah.
He should take a look at and see what the collective bargaining agreement says about pension rights and termination. And this should fall within the category of termination for which pension benefits are not placed at risk. And he needs to sue. He needs to stand up to the government and say, you're not going to do this to me. And the courts are all over the place. I mean, Tom raised the question about the lawsuit in the Northern District of New York, where the judge struck down the mandate and said the state has to provide a religious exemption and gave them until, September 27th or September 22nd to advise about religious exemptions. We had a federal judge in Syosset, Long Island, said exactly the opposite. So So your husband should stand strong, because this is not going to be decided. His issue won't be decided at a district court level or even a state Supreme Court trial court level. This is going to be handled by the appellate courts and possibly the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Laura. Let's move on to our next caller, who is Carolyn in Niagara Falls. Carolyn, you're on WBEN with attorney Steve Cohen. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me. My question is, what can parents do legally regarding the mask mandate in schools? Our school, Niagara Wheatfield, is starting to write kids up saying that they are insubordinate if their mask is not completely covering their nose and their mouth. My son, for the past couple of days, was yelled at, sent to the principal's office, and made an example of in the hallway. Coming off the bus into the school, his mask wasn't completely covering his nose, and right away, they had him, you know, made an example and sent him to the principal's office. So what can we do legally? I've written the superintendent a few times about this. I've called the principal. Right now, as far as they're concerned, it is mandatory in school, and they're even recommending it outside the school. But the kids are having, they're struggling. They're having trouble breathing, getting the right oxygen exchange. You know, it affects them emotionally, physically, psychologically. It's hard for them to learn. They can't quite follow along when the teacher's speaking. Some of the teachers are fearful, and they don't even want to give the kids a mask break because they're afraid they're going to catch it from the kids and bring it home with the vaccination.
You've just made a terrific opening or closing argument at a trial or at a trial of these issues. You've got to sue. I mean, you know, the civil unrest is one thing, but it's more effective to get into the courts. There are loads of lawsuits. We have already brought close to 30 lawsuits for different situations. We are suing school districts. We are suing different governmental entities. You know, something that Kathy Hochul said that I liked at one point is she said, look, I don't have the constitutional authority to impose restrictions on school children. That's up to the school districts to do.
Right.
There are other things that Kathy Hochul has done that I take issue with, which is why I continue to sue the governor's office. But constitutionally, the governor can't do it. Now, as far as school districts go, let's examine that. Constitutionally, do they have the power to make decisions over your children's health? I don't think so. I don't think so. There's no precedent for it.
There's also no medical evidence that it's even needed.
There is medical evidence that it's needed. There's also medical evidence that it's not needed. There's medical evidence all over the place, and it's fueled by propaganda by the anti-vaxxers and the pro-vaxxers, and that's why the woman we're talking to on the phone now should sit down with her kid's pediatrician and her family and weigh the evidence and make a decision for herself.
But the medical in the United States, we've lost like 500 kids with COVID to death. And if our stats parallel those from England, most of those kids had a pre-existing condition like cancer. So it is probably more accurate to say they died with COVID as opposed to they died from COVID. Now, 500 kids versus 800 a year who typically drown.
Tom, you're absolutely right, but there's evidence that's all over the place. For every expert opinion that vaccinations are great, there's an expert opinion that says vaccinations are terrible or are useless. So that's why the government, for it to be mandating things like this, is absurd. And it's worse than absurd. It's unconstitutional. So to answer your caller's question, bring a lawsuit. We've got a bunch of them started against school districts. I don't know. We might have Niagara Wheatfield. I'm not sure. There are other law firms out there that have lawsuits. Find a good firm that's solid on these cases and get yourself as part of a plaintiff's team.
And at the risk of sounding like an infomercial, the phone number at Hogan Willig is 636-7600, 636-7600. Steve Cohen is with us, and let's get back to the calls with Kathy in Tonawanda. Kathy, you're on. Hello.
Hey, thank you for taking my question. I work for a local school district, and we either need to provide proof of vaccination or get tested weekly. I had COVID. I have antibodies. Do you know, are there any lawsuits in that area where your employer, because I believe it comes from Hochul and the state, then telling the school districts to mandate it?
Oh, yes. There are lawsuits. We've got several lawsuits that are saying that the Department of Health mandates are not following SAPA, the State Administrative Procedure Act. And naturally, we throw in the constitutional language, which is not an afterthought. It's what I'm most passionate about. The judges kind of cringe because judges these days look at the Constitution as simply a curious document to be referenced from time to time at a dinner party. They don't realize that it's the owner's manual for this country. But there are plenty of lawsuits out there that address your exact situation. You have the antibodies. More than that, is you've made a decision about how you choose to handle your own health. And who can take that away from you? That's ludicrous.
Apparently the government can, but thank God you're fighting it. Kathy, does that answer your question? I mean, you probably want to get in on these lawsuits, I might presume?
I do, because as of right now, I have to go get tested weekly.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something of interest. I don't deal with the money end of the law firm, thank heavens. I just try my cases and fight the battles. But, litigation's expensive, and, rarely do we take any kind of a case on less than a $20,000 or $30,000 retainer, and sometimes they're $50,000 or $100,000, and most people can't afford to fork over those kind of bucks just to get, to get justice. But there are so many people who fall into these different categories. You know, we had one case where we had 55,000 clients, the hockey players around the state. You know, so for everybody to pony up, $10, it works out.
So do you currently have a class of people who have the antibodies who are involved in litigation?
I'd have to check with the paralegal who's tracking all of that. but I think that, I know that we have people who are in that circumstance. I don't know if they're part of a specific lawsuit that just addresses that class of people, or if they find themselves in a larger group of people who say, look, I don't want to be forced be vaccinated, and then we just consider them to be an insular group within a larger plaintiff's group.
Kathy, you might wish to call the law firm and talk to one of the paralegals to see if you do fit into an existing group, and if you don't, I'm sure there's going to be another group, because every week, it seems, brings a new aggrieved group of people. I'm glad you called. I wish you the very, very best. Steve Cohen is with us from Hogan Willig. He'll be here till 4:45 on WBEN. And by the way, thanks to everybody who's gotten in a question so far. Everybody has been like just a straight to the point question for Steve Cohen. Much appreciated. And our next caller is Scott on a cell phone. Scott, thanks for holding. You are on with Steve Cohen. Go right ahead.
Yes. My question is, I've been healthy for a long time. And if I am forced to get vaccinated and I do end up with one of the, what they call, rare side effects, can the business be held responsible and liable for any health care that's required because of side effects that they've forced on me?
Well, I, for one, would be glad to take on such a case for somebody who tried to get a medical exemption, or who claimed that for medical reasons or medical concerns they didn't want to get it and who was forced to get it, and then upon getting the vaccination was injured. I would love to take that case on. There are certain immunities that have been granted to the four major producers, manufacturers of the vaccines, but that's not to say that the government itself couldn't be held liable. I mean, if they want to indemnify via legislation or otherwise, these Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson and Johnson and the other one for side effects that result from these cases, great. But now they should be held responsible. So they may claim immunity, but it's a fight worth fighting.
Let's move on to Bruce in Clarence with attorney Steve Cohen, Hogan Willig. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, on Monday we were informed that the company I work for has got to follow the edicts of the Alzheimer's patient at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, there is the test weekly option. What are my rights here? Do they have to pay for this, seeing as how the company is mandating it? or do I have to pay the $50 a pop of a COVID test every week costs?
Did they not tell you that, Bruce?
At this point right now, no. All we got is the flowery, hey, here's my story, and, you know, we really want you to get vaccinated, but there is the weekly test option. And truthfully, I don't want to pay for the test. I don't want my health insurance to pay for it because at 52 tests a year, guess what's going to happen to my health insurance costs?
All right. Interesting. Steve, is there any precedent on this?
Yeah, the history of unfunded mandates is a delicious one where, you know, the feds require the states to do things but don't pay for it. And there's all kinds of precedent for that. We're in new territory here where the state is telling people that they have to get vaccinated or get tested, and the entire thing is on constitutionally unsound ground, in my opinion, and it's something that needs to be fought. You know, these issues came up, believe it or not, early on when licensure came into play, and then they decided that, well, driver's licenses and licenses to practice law, these are privileges, not rights. So they've all been upheld. You know, some rights have been, like voting. You know, we can't charge anybody a poll tax. But when you're talking about a private individual who says, you know, I just don't want to introduce this foreign substance into my body. I don't want people sticking Q-tips up to my brain through my nose. And I certainly don't want to pay for it. These need lawsuits. People need to bring causes of action to determine where do these mandates end and where do people's rights begin. Now, you're dealing with private sector, a private sector employer, correct, sir? You're not not a government employee?
Well, we're a vendor, which is why the edict has come down and you must obey those people, you know? So,
yeah, it's, you know, we are at a point in time where the civil nature of rebellion would be lawsuits. I mean, we're not gonna take pitchforks and baseball bats and try to knock a building down. That would not be productive. But a lawsuit would be productive, and you've got to fight for your rights. And we have a bunch of lawsuits that deal with challenging these unfunded mandates. From your perspective, you're saying, look, I don't want to pay for this. And I believe we have a lawsuit that deals with people who just don't want to pay for unfunded thing and vaccination. Well, vaccinations are free, but testing mandates. But we also have a lawsuit for people who say, I don't want to be vaccinated and I don't want to undergo this testing. It hurts to get the Q-tip stuck way up in my nose. So we have people fighting it for that reason. And you have to fight. I mean, and unfortunately, there are so many people in your situation that it's not an expensive thing to join a lawsuit. You know, whereas it would normally we'd say, okay, you know, sign on, you know, write a check payable to, you know, for $25,000. Now, you know, people are paying like $1,000 or $500 for these lawsuits. It becomes very expensive.
Yeah, the more people in the aggrieved class, the less each individual is going to have to pay. And I know you literally have more classes of people now filing lawsuits against mandates and these policies than you can actually remember, which I find kind of deliciously ironic and funny. The phone number at the law firm of Hogan Willig is 636-7600, 636-7600. And, folks, there are a whole bunch of classes. So you call in, you talk to Steve, and he's going to be here with us till 4:45, and you figure out if that's something you want to pursue as a member of an aggrieved class of individuals. Steve, we've got about an eight-minute break here so you can catch up on some phone calls, and we'll be back with Steve Cohen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Steve Cohen is going to hang out with us till about 4:48, at which time we shall dismiss him, and then we'll get into some more of your telephone calls. But your legal questions regarding COVID, mandates, testing at work, the bills, Eric Church concert, whatever. Whatever your specific concern happens to be, maybe civil disobedience. It is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I did put a quote up from Mohandas Gandhi on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, which people seem to like. Let's get right to the calls, though, on WBEN. Here's Teddy in Lancaster. Teddy, you are on with attorney Steve Cohen. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Tom?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My question was, I have a cousin who's like a nurse, and she says if she doesn't quit and gets fired, then it's a mark on her license, and she will never be able to get a job again. Is that how you do that?
You know, I've got to tell you, the government overreach is sickening. And I appreciate when people call saying, hey, how can I fight back? Because that's what this nation was built on, people who fought for their rights. And they can threaten you and will threaten you all day long, and they may even carry out their threats. But that's why we hopefully have an independent judiciary. I haven't always found it to be an independent judiciary, but I proceed along in good faith, hopefully that somewhere in either the trial process or the appellate process, we will find an impartial judge.
As far as having a black mark on your license, if you are fired, if you're fired from a job, in what world does that actually affect your licensure with the New York State Education Department, the Division of Professional Licensing?
Yeah, I
don't understand the connection between the two.
I've been before the Office of Professional Responsibility, OPD or OPR, in Albany on Wolf Street. I've represented podiatrists and medical professionals. I've been before the, I've had clients before the OPMC, the Office of Professional Medical Conduct, with the Department of Health on Delaware Avenue and in Albany, and never have I seen anybody disciplined for something like refusing to get a vaccination. This is new turf. This is new territory. This has nothing to do with competence, even if they try to make it sound like it has to do with competence. And I would imagine that any employer in the future, any employer worth their salt with integrity, when looking to hire a doctor or a nurse or a phlebotomist or whatever type of healthcare professional you're calling about, if the only thing against them is that they refuse to have a vaccine, I would hope that they would say, you know what? All your other credentials look good, look strong. Your experience looks great. You start on Monday. That's what I would hope.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. We move on at WBEN to Jennifer in East Aurora. Jennifer, your question for Steve Cohen.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually calling. We're a local home health care company, and we have a couple of departments, which one of them, by the way, is adult and travel immunizations. But we're basically being put, you know, in the situation where, from a business point of view, we're being forced to mandate our employees to get this vaccine, and we're very uncomfortable with that. So I guess my question is, you know, is there any type of class action lawsuit or businesses in the healthcare field that are getting together to fight against this, to say this is wrong?
There are several medical practices that object to being told what to do. And, you know, and early on in the complaint, in the statement of fact, is, look, we are intelligent people. We make decisions for ourselves whether we want to be masked, whether we want to be vaccinated, what sort of measures we want to take to protect ourselves. We don't need a governor or a commissioner of health to tell us what to do. So I would say you jump on a bandwagon, you get involved in a class action lawsuit, and you fight. You don't take it like sheep.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to our next caller, who is Jeff in Middleport. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, thank you. For the lawsuits against the schools, or for the mask mandates in schools, are we actually going to be suing the school district or the state?
In different cases, we have different defendants. The state, since Kathy Hochul came on board, she has backed away from saying, I am going to mandate the school districts, require them to do it in order to get funding. She said, look, I don't constitutionally have the authority to impose such relief. So that's one less defendant that's been in the most recent lawsuits. Now it's the school districts that are saying, we are mandating masks, or some of them are, some of them aren't. We're mandating masks, we're mandating vaccines, we have this situation in Cattaraugus County where a school district is actually taping masks to kids' faces, and we're going after them.
Oh, my goodness.
As just school districts. So it everything is case specific, but there could be a situation in which a school is denied certain federal funding, and they're saying we're basing this on a mandate that's coming out of Washington, so then we'll sue the federal government as well. We'll sue whoever needs to be sued. As I have said before, I would sue my own mother if she wants to step on the Constitution, although my mother of blessed memory would never do that. She cherished the Constitution, as do I. So we would need to see your situation, understand where your child is in school, what school district it is, and we would make a determination accordingly. But I would bet that there's probably a class action or at least multi-plaintiff case. They don't all get certified as classes, but there could be a multi-plaintiff case already in the works dealing with that school district.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Are they taping everybody's masks or just a few kids?
It's a little bit sketchy. We've had 2 days of discussions with an individual, and I'm supposed to be speaking with that individual a little later today, but it involves a school district in Cattaraugus County, and I'm fascinated they would go to those extremes and that parents would tolerate it for a second. Somebody would to touch my kid and tape a mask to their face, their problems may extend beyond legal troubles.
Dave in West Seneca, you're on with Steve Cohen. Go right ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Sir.
I just have a question. My wife owns a hair salon in West Seneca, and she is not vaccinated. She has far less than 100 employees, but do you think this is just another rung in the ladder to where eventually she's not going to be allowed by law to step foot in her own business?
You know, we don't know where things are going. Right now, everything is topsy-turvy. We have government run amok, where they seem to have forgotten that people have the rights to make such decisions for themselves.
Now, your wife, I'm sure, made the decision for herself based on her circumstances. Either she, you know, she's had bad reactions to vaccines in the past, or she's read some material that says the vaccines, this RNA-based vaccine, isn't safe or may not be safe. But she's made a decision for herself, and she's sticking to her guns.
Absolutely.
Could happen. It's licensed. You know, hair salon is a licensed business, so they may come to take away her license. We had 24 of those cases earlier on, and then they lifted the mandate. But that was one of our earliest cases was for hair salons.
Thank you very much for the call. Steve, I know you've got to get moving along. Just one quick question. How long do you think it is going to be before New York State mandates we show our vaccine passport, our Excelsior pass, or proof of a vaccination before we can go into a restaurant or a bar? Because it seems to me to be this creeping incrementalism as referred to by our previous caller.
It depends upon the New York State Court of Appeals and the U.S. Circuit Court for the Second Circuit, the United States Circuit Court of Appeals. It may go to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we're going to need guidance from either of those two high courts, and that's going to determine it. It could be quickly, or maybe we'll go in the other direction. It depends.
All right, Steve, I want to thank you for your time on a very, very busy day. I appreciate the hour, always fascinating. And people, if they want more information about the specific classes that have already been established or multi-plaintiff lawsuits, can call 636-7600 and talk to one of your paralegals.
Thank you, Tom, very much.
All right, Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig, 636-7600. Yes, they're sponsors of the show, and yeah, my daughter works there as an attorney, but so what? It is 447 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Now, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you guys, but I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a lawyer, but we started getting some calls before Steve came on about the situation in Orchard Park, very contentious board meetings. And if you are a parent in Orchard Park, what are you telling your kid about civil disobedience? You see, when I was a student at UB many, many years ago, I took a class from a very awesome professor by the name of Dr. Bruce Jackson. And Bruce Jackson was fascinated by the idea of peaceful civil disobedience. And we talked about Thoreau. We talked about Gandhi, who allegedly coined the term. We talked about the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And basically, civil disobedience says that the way you change things is by peacefully disobeying. And if they want to conk you in the head, they conk you in the head. You don't conk them back, but sooner or later, I mean, you get things done. You get things changed. I've got a little quote on civil disobedience I put up on Bowerly on WBEN Facebook, and I definitely want your telephone calls. I want to hear from those of you who have been maybe, since I got on the air at 2 o'clock, maybe you've been in contact with the Buffalo Bills to cancel your season tickets. Maybe you've been in contact to try to get a refund on single game tickets. Maybe you've tried to get a refund on your Eric Church tickets because they stuck that in with 10 days to go before the concert. If you don't show that you've got at least one jab, you are not getting in to see Eric Church. And all of this, I think we can lay at the power-hungry and narcissistic. I'll tell you something. He does not think the way I think, and he is Mark Poloncarz, the Erie County executive. The guy is bound and determined to show you that he has dominion over you, but he kind of forgot that he's just a sleazy politician. We, the people, run this country, and all of the sleazy politicians are just that, sleazy politicians. We run things. They work for us, and we need to show them, and maybe you can tell me how we do this, we need to show them that they are our bitches. We are not theirs, if I may speak colloquially. Thank you. It is 4:49. I mean, I would like to be behind Poloncarz, spanking him, saying, who's riding now, baby? And thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in the past couple of days. My final two movie days for Cabrini. Yeah. And maybe tomorrow or Friday we'll do a show for all of you other extras who took part in some way, shape, or form in the shooting. Let's go to line number four. And it's Steve in Orchard Park. Steve, you're on WBEN. What's up?
Hey, Tom. This is Steve Barlett. I was at the Orchard Park school board meeting last night.
Oh, tell us, what was your role?
Well, I was just going there to comment, you know, make a public comment. But, you know, there was some organization that took place ahead of time. And, you know, in the end, my role was to get everyone together and just stop making it about the parents, make it about the kids so we could get the board back in there. And just put the masks on temporarily so we can conduct the business and make our public comments and get on record. And that's mainly what I did. And then I made my comments, and there was a lot of energy, that's for sure.
Okay. And what was your comment? I mean, I'm specifically interested in this whole civil disobedience notion, because I put this really cool quote up from Gandhi in 1916 on my Facebook page.
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, one of the things I've been telling my kids, if they're comfortable, I don't want them rocking the boat too much. If they have to breathe, pull the mask down. They're not getting their mandated mask breaks anyway. At least that's what I'm being told by my three children in the district. So I just say, pull the mask down and make them have you put it back up. And then if you feel like pulling it back down, pull it back down. I mean, that's basically my direction to the kids. I mean, two of my three are doing that sort of thing. When they need to breathe, pull it down.
See, I just wish every kid in Western New York would rip off these masks and shut down the whole system.
Yeah, and that's one of the...
And see how fast these mandates go away. Hold on, because I would like to talk to you further after the news break. I want to give you a little more time. It is Bowerly. Now, here's the quote I put up from Mohandas Gandhi, 1916, on civil disobedience. No clapping is possible without two hands to do it, and no quarrel without two persons to make it. Similarly, no state is possible without two entities, the rulers and the ruled. You are our sovereign, our government, only so long as we consider ourselves your subjects. When we are not your subjects, you are not the sovereign either. So long as it is your endeavor to control us with justice and love, we will let you do so. But if you wish to strike at us from behind, we cannot permit it. Whatever you do in other matters, you will have to ask our opinion about the laws that concern us. Mohandas Gandhi, on civil disobedience, 1916.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.